This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
G'day. You know, we usually think of Jesus as just sort of always being gentle and loving and compassionate and kind, and he was all those things. But remember that Jesus reflects the character of God, and the character of God holds all of his attributes in tension, that is, in balance. At the same time as he's loving, he's also angry at sin, and just and righteous and holy, but also merciful and compassionate. It's all there together in Jesus Christ. And as he preaches the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5 through 7, he really gets up our nose quite a bit. He's presenting such a different, not politically correct, not even comfortable view of the Christian life and how God feels about things. He's really challenging our perspective, and today's reading as we go through the Sermon on the Mount is no different. We come today to Matthew chapter 5, verses 31 and 32. Jesus says, "It was said," again he's quoting from the Old Testament, "Whoever sends his wife away, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that everyone who divorces his wife, except for the reason of unchastity," that is, sexual infidelity, "everyone who divorces his wife except for the reason of unchastity makes her commit adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery." That's a hard passage in our culture, isn't it? But do you know what this passage reflects about God? It reflects this: your marriage is so precious to God. Do you remember that when God first made mankind, Genesis chapter 1 tells us that he made us in his image, male and female. And as you keep reading, you see that it's God's plan that the two people in a marriage would picture the union shared by the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit within the Godhead, in the Trinity, each one having equal value and yet different roles and functioning as one unit. That's what marriage means to God. It reflects his own nature. So no wonder God says in Malachi 2:16, "I hate divorce." Do you know that in your marriage, if you keep divorce as an option in the back of your mind, then one day things will get bad enough that you'll take that option. But if you rule out divorce as even an option in your marriage and make it something you will never even consider or ever discuss, then it forces you to find a way through the struggles you're facing. The Bible does name two situations where divorce is permitted, but God's great desire is to help your marriage improve, not to find a way out of it. Go to a marriage enrichment course. Learn to communicate better. Learn what expresses love to your partner, and do it, even when you don't feel like it. Pray together. Do you know that God is committed to your marriage, and he'll help you? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.